Dan Lurie may be best known for his insurance brokerage, the Lurie Insurance Group, but his passion is sculpture. So much so that he has been instrumental in the commissioning and exhibition of sculptural works for more than 10 years. I just love the fact that sculpture challenges people, Lurie explained at the exhibition launch Thursday, April 25, evening at the Art Gallery of Burlington, AGB. You see people trying to figure it out. It tweaks their imagination. Maybe it gives them an idea. Also, it takes up space and adds to any environment. Chris Harms, Celestial Encounter. A closer look reveals a flying saucer beaming down a light. Lawson Hunter Photo Lurie has sponsored public art commissions through the City of Burlington Public Art Program, the Art Gallery of Burlington, Joseph Brandt Museum, and he led the creation of a collection of sculptures at the Royal Botanical Gardens. But perhaps the biggest display of his love of sculpture is the Burlington Waterfront Sculpture Trail, BWST, on display until June 1, featuring works by 38 artists, local, national, and even international. This is the third year in the largest collection of steel, glass, ceramics, wood, plexiglass, cement, multimedia and recuperated found objects, some fully exposed to the elements and others covered by protective stands. The easy 2-kilometer walking trail stretches from City Hall down Brandt Street and along Spencer Smith Park, including the courtyard at the Art Gallery of Burlington, AGB. And for the first time, 5 of the works are displayed in storefront window galleries on Brandt Street, Centro, The Handmade House Burlington, Dolce Salon Essentials, Lingerie d'Amour, and The Buzz Barber & Company. The public is encouraged to take selfies with the works, read the artist's statements, and using a new app sponsored by Tourism Burlington to vote for their favorite work by scanning a QR code found on each work display. The BWST exhibition was managed by Cobalt Connects, a nonprofit social enterprise. Jeremy Freiberger, cultural strategist with Cobalt Connects, shared the selection of works with Dan Lurie and said of the process, "We had about 150 submissions this year. We look at technical feasibility and artists that we've already had in previous years, and then decide what works. Simple as that." The City of Burlington handled the permitting and siting of the displays. Downtown Burlington Business Association facilitated the storefront displays. The AGB is holding a number of events and activities, including International Sculpture Day programming at the AGB. In partnership with the Art Gallery of Burlington, BWST will host a family day filled with free activities for kids and families on Saturday, April 27, from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m. Emma Sankey, executive director at the AGB, said, "The Burlington Waterfront Sculpture Trail is unique in uniting the downtown core with a sculpture trail that runs from the Burlington Museum to the Art Gallery of Burlington to the Burlington Performing Arts Center, City Hall, and the entire waterfront. It's a wonderful way to unite the city with art." Siobhan Lynch, Flowing Quartet, often using Celtic designs, this stained glass piece depicts 4 fish in a circle. Lawson Hunter Photo Burlington MP Natalie Pierre brought greetings and remarked, "It's amazing to see so many local artists alongside those from across Canada and internationally, and to see them exhibit their amazing talents right here in the heart of Burlington for our entire community to enjoy. Our waterfront is a beautiful, vibrant hub in our community, and the sculpture trail adds to the appeal of our thriving city." There are Friday night lights from dusk until 10 p.m., beginning May 10, featuring 3 major works in Spencer Smith Park. Free 1-hour guided tours will be held April 30, May 14, and May 28 at 7 p.m. More information and a digital map can be found at www.bwst.ca. Mei Chan Long, Blue Move. The artist encouraged viewers to walk around to see her sculpture from all sides. Lawson Hunter Photo.